my mentor, was always interested in defibrillation. And at that time, it wasn't known what you need to defibrillate small and large hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And we showed, and I can give you the references.
Yeah, I have actually the references here, but go ahead.
We showed that with directly applied electrodes, the current you need and the energy you need increased with heart weight. The bigger the heart, the more energy and more current. And that's in the direct heart. We also showed that with closed chest defibrillation, the more energy, the bigger the subject, mm-hmm. the more energy and the more current you need at a given pulse duration.
Right.
And some of those data points cost $1,000, by the way. We defibrillated horses. I mean, they're the tails of the largest animals defibrillated. There's one camel and two horses. They're sitting right up there. When I left, my technicians did that for me. So that's the first law of defibrillation. It's called the dose concept.
Uh-huh.
The second law of defibrillation, which we discovered first, was that defibrillation obeys the stimulation law. The shorter the duration of the pulse, the higher the current, and the longer the duration, the lower the current. So the strength duration curve is the first law. It applies to defibrillation. And we published that in 19... It's medical and biological engineering computing. We did faster discharge. Then the dose concept we published in 1973 or 74. And the third law, which we didn't do, was done by John Shooter at Columbia, Missouri, and University of Missouri. And that is that given a pulse duration, the same pulse, same current intensity will not always defibrillate. There's a percent success versus shock strength,
uh-huh.
and it's a sigmoid curve. It's a dose response curve.
Uh-huh.
And so that was the third law, and he did that. And he's not got credit for it, but nobody believed the dose concept until the implanted defibrillator came along.